What does that mean, leasing?
Well, lease out two strippers who had returned from a surface end of it or recovering this coal. Trying to make an extra nickel, of course. And I'm in that at the present time. And prior to that, of course, I've been in the automobile business and been in the finance business, short loan business, and oil business, and also several different things, kind of a jack of all trades. Not too good at any of them. If you want you a good dummy, you got one.
Oh, I don't believe that. Would you tell me about schools that you've attended? From
school.
The beginning, yeah, where you went and how many
well,
grades in each place.
Well, let's go back to the good old city of Norfolk. In Norfolk.
Yes, yes. When you lived there, you called it Norfolk.
Oh, yeah. And I attended elementary school there. And then high school at Carbon Hill.
At where?
High school at Carbon Hill, Alabama.
Where's that?
That's only, say 18 miles from Jasmine.
First word is Carbon?
C-A-R-B-O-N, Carbon Hill, H-I-L-L.
And high school was there?
Yes, when I graduated from high school. I've had some college work, not enough to even to go into.
Well, how much?
2 years. I had 2 years. And
that's a lot more than a lot of people.
I wanted to really go in pre-med. I missed my calling. And I withdrew and took a professional baseball and sold in professional baseball in 1935.
Really?
Signed with the Yankees in 35 and had a trip around the globe and a cup of coffee a few times with them around St. Pete, and that's about the extent of that for 9 years.
What did you play?
First base and call, played the outfield combination. I roomed with Phil Rizzuto for about 5 years.
Gracious.
You've heard of that name, I guess.
I have, indeed. And I don't keep up with baseball very much, so. Where did you go to college to get back to the college?
That's the university. Well, Alabama.
I'll see y'all later.
Okay.
Okay, hon.
Be back in a little while.
Don't get lost.
All right.
Hope she doesn't. Then after you'd gone for 2 years, then you started playing with the Yankees. Was that what happened? What made you decide to quit playing baseball?
Well, baseball was my first love. There was five of us boys, and all of them were top-notch baseball players, and I was the only one really signed pro.
You were saying? You said there were five boys, and baseball was the
all
first
of them
love.
All baseball, of course, and I was the younger. I'm a baby of nine children. I was the only one that really turned pro. That was really my life, and that's what I always wanted to do. And of course, I had several misfortunes in going pro. And I had a lot of, you know, where you lose my hands or not. That's a catcher's hand. Look at that.
Oh.
I signed as an outfielder and converted me to a catcher, broke every finger on my hand.
Does that always happen to catchers?
No.
Or did it?
I didn't have previous training when I was coming up as a youngster. I always wanted to catch, and when I was just a young buck playing, my brothers, which were older, always helped me in outfield, a pretty fair hitter. But every time somebody laid down the mitt, I'd pick it up. So before I really had the previous training, I learned to keep my hand behind me or back of the mitt when I broke my fingers. I loved to catch. That was about the extent of it. And of course, I played a little bit in the American League and quite a bit of, we'll say, in the lower brackets. And it got pretty old, so I got out of it.
And then you did a variety of things and then settled down in the coal business?
Yeah, of course I went for that into the automobile finance business. And of course I stayed in that for about 6 years. And of course, rise and fall of the markets and what have you, got a lot of paper out. And I got hurt a little bit in that and I got out of the business, which probably was a mistake at that time. Of course, then I went to the oil business and the coal business, and that's about it. Done a number of things, of course.
In